All right, 23 past the hour, Marin in for Cedar. Popping. Things are... Let's take this guy. We just talked to somebody about charities, what you can do, what you should do. If you are doing that, giving is better than receiving. So they say. Lisa in Freehold, New Jersey, what's up?
Well, it's great to hear you back on the air, by the way.
Thank you.
I missed you a lot last year.
Oh,
anyway, I like to try to give locally if I can, you know. So there are, Habitat for Humanity is an organization I like a lot, and there's a local chapter here, and there's also one in my hometown in Illinois. My mother died, and I gave them a donation, and they actually wrote me. I knew the house they were working on, and we bought them a roof. So
that's great.
It's nice to be able to sort of see what's happening in your own town. And
yeah, you can be sort of like, you're almost like a voluntary investor. Did you pester them when they were building? Did you go down there and go, I don't know if I like the color or what you're doing with that? Did you do any of that?
Well, I don't have their aesthetic judgment. That's up to them.
You know? Oh, good for you. You were able to detach because I don't know. That's when you should give, it should be somewhat selfless and just for the cause, and you shouldn't expect to have a plaque or whatever.
Yeah.
You don't need the honorable roof in your name necessarily.
Yeah, you just think about it and just know you did it and smile.
Well, thank you, Lisa. Have a good holiday.
You too.
Okay, bye. I think, I'm a little egocentric, a little selfish. If I gave to a place in my neighborhood to buy something, to put something together, like, yeah, we're going to build a roof on the place with the money you gave us, I'd be down there every day going, I don't know if that's going to hold. Is that good? Can I get up on there? And now, where's my name going to go on this? The Marin Memorial roof there. Oh, no, it wouldn't be a memorial. I'm still alive. Jeff, Forest Hills, what's up?
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm pretty good.
First of all, great to hear you.
Thanks.
My wife and I both love you, but before that, I also liked your comedy stuff.
Thanks.
And it was stupid. We're letting you go. But okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, one of the things that I have a friend who works for a Jewish charity organization, and one of the things you pointed out is that a lot of times you get these guys who are doing work for, quote, charities.
Yeah.
And it's on a profit motive.
Sure.
The profit basis.
Yeah.
And what happens is that if they ask you if they try to solicit you over the phone, you should tell them that you're willing to do it, but you want to have them send you the information.
Okay. Yeah, so you're, I get it. So the cold callers are making a quota.
And, right.
Okay, I get it. Thanks for your call, Jeff. Yeah, it's always been a scam. Charity's the biggest scam in the world. Certainly the way that this government has designed the faith-based initiative policy, that I think this is that's one of the great schisms between some evangelicals and this administration, is that the idea of faith-based initiatives is a fine idea if it wasn't used to pimp out pastors and religious leaders to garner votes from their congregations to get the money from the government. I mean, the idea that the obviously charity organizations that are or infrastructures that are put together by religious institutions are some of the strongest and always have been. But when they're exploited by a partisan and crazy government like the one we have now, they become untrustable, and they become organizations that pick and choose who gets charity and who doesn't get charity. I mean, the door should be open to everyone if you're going to provide that kind of service. In just a second, we're going to talk to a Rabbi Niles Goldstein, who is a reinventor, someone who is redefining Judaism on some levels. Now, I am a Jew. It is Hanukkah. I am a Jew who's married to a non-Jew because, enough is enough. That's horrible. Someday we'll have kids. Someday when she believes that I won't yell or ruin them, we will have kids. But it's interesting being married to a non-Jew when the holidays come around. Maybe I'll tell you a little bit about that in just a second. We will have perhaps some sound from the president in just a second as well. Stay with us. It's Marin in for Cedar. Garofalo is going to be here in a little while. And Rabbi Niles Goldstein will be up next. Hang on.
Cedar on Air America Radio.